Welcome once again to 5 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. On 5 Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insight in 5 to 10 minutes or less. Want to become a professional contributor? If you have a voice that needs to be heard, email ben@balbertmarketing.com. You can DM me on LinkedIn, Ben Albert, and let me know that you're looking to host the next 5 Minute Friday. If you enjoy this episode, I encourage you to subscribe on your favorite platform, and no requirement to leave a long review. Just select whatever star rating you believe we deserve. Lastly, I encourage you to tell a colleague or a friend. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. This 5 Minute Friday is written and read by me. It is called How to Turn Your Customers into Your Top Salespeople. 5 Staggering Social Proof Stats. How to Turn Your Customers into Your Top Salespeople with 5 Staggering Social Proof Stats. Let's go.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
If they loved it and I love them, that means I'll love it too, right? Yes. Social proof is a psychological phenomenon where people conform to the actions of others under the assumption that those actions reflect the correct behavior. What does that mean? It means that we jump on the bandwagon. When presented with a compelling social proof, no matter who it comes from, anyone from a celebrity to a friend to a total stranger, we are easily persuaded to take action. Because if everyone is doing it, it must be something worth at least trying, right? I'm Ben Albert, and I am here to give you 5 staggering social proof stats to inspire your next marketing campaign. Number 1. According to HubSpot, 81% of consumers trust the advice of family and friends over businesses. Consumers will take advice from family and friends by a landslide over any proof point. What does this mean? It means that you can have the most eloquent rhetoric imaginable, but it may still land on deaf ears. So how do we utilize this knowledge? Well, first off, ask for referrals, ask for recommendations, ask for introductions, always. Even if the person giving the intro isn't personally a good fit for your service, their introduction and endorsement will go miles. And if they're a current client, let's 10x the value of that introduction. Second, become a friend. Everything you do in marketing should prove you are sharp as a tact, enthusiastic as hell, and an expert in your field. You are valuable. And if you give value, you can make friends quickly, even with total strangers. Number 2, Bright Local states that 85% of people trust online reviews written by other consumers as much as they trust recommendations from personal contacts. Wait, so did I just contradict everything I just said in section 1? Well, not exactly. We already know that consumers trust advice from friends much more than the words in your ad copy. However, surprisingly, they also trust online reviews from strangers about as much as they trust a friend. Let me ask you a question. Do you read online reviews even if a product or service was recommended to you? Most of us absolutely do. And if your reviews are unanimously positive, your company is in great shape to win, win, and win. The opposite goes if they're unanimously negative. You'll lose business, even if it's a referral. Number 3. Optin Monster found that nearly 70% of online consumers look at a product review prior to making a purchase. That's right. So if you answered yes to my previous question, you're in the majority. We see an ad, we get a recommendation from a friend, and then we're still going to read some reviews. I really hope you've got my point here by now, right? You need to start asking your happy customers or clients for reviews. Start this moment. Start today. Number four, guys. According to eMarketer, product reviews are 12 times more trusted than product descriptions and sales copy written by manufacturers. I don't care who is writing your copy. If you don't have testimonials or reviews, you're missing out. Start bringing in reviews today to 12x. Again, 12x your trustworthiness. It's that simple, and the studies prove it. All right, finally, number five. B2B Content Marketing Trends report found that customer testimonials and case studies are considered the most effective content marketing tactics. What else? Case closed. Time to start a customer testimonial campaign. Put together a handout or PDF you can hand to customers asking for a review. Save your review link on your phone so you can easily text it to a customer. Ask for a review or testimonial on the spot as soon as a service or meeting is completed. Or you can hire someone like me to help you gather a plethora of video testimonials so your clients can sell your service for you. Not to mention, time to write out some case studies. Guys, looks like you've got a lot to work on. Let's make this happen and earn what you deserve. So let's leave it at that. I appreciate you engaging with me today. I'm going to come at you with countless tips, and to make it more fun, most weeks we will have an expert guest. If you'd like to learn more about Balbert Marketing and our services, I encourage you to go to Balbert Marketing. That's BAlbertMarketing.com. Till next time.